The book of Psalms, chapter 1. Psalms 1. It's just after Revelation. All right, the book of Psalms, chapter 1. And let's read the first three verses. It says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." Turning over to the book of Ephesians, way into the New Testament there. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. This time we're going to be reading verses 1 through 6. It says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And your fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of heart, as unto Christ, not with eye service, as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Verse 2 is, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise." Jesus, we love you. We praise you. Thank you for this Father's Day. Thank you, God, that we always can turn to you and we look to you as our Heavenly Father. God, you're a faithful God. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody can be seated. Of course, first of all, it's already been said, but welcome to all the fathers this morning, and welcome to everybody who has come. I tell you, there's no more strength nor blessing than it is when you are a faithful people to a faithful God. Father's Day, as we know it, is a day when people in our North American continent take the time to honor their fathers. In the society in which we live, it is sad to say, but for some, the only father figure that children have is their mothers. As the father, the one who that should be in their lives, he's either not there or he's completely gone. I'm one that stands as a testimony to the fact that I had not been raised under the guiding hand of an earthly father, but instead I was raised by a loving and a caring mother. I want you to know that no matter who it is that is your primary caregiver, your parent, an honor to their being the ones who stand beside you and who take the time to help to train you up in the way that you should go. This is the reason, it's reason enough, and it is that act of love that itself deserves to be honored. How many people are out there and they are either fatherless, motherless, their children in foster homes, and sometimes they're cared for in those places and sometimes they are not. Say, well, I don't know why I should honor my parent, whoever your parent is, your caregiver is. If you're blessed to have both parents, that's one thing. If you're not, and you have one, whoever's that caregiver, that's good enough to say, I honor you. So what is or what should be the image and the pattern of an earthly father? One who seeks to guide and to train, to lead their children in all their pathways of life. I go back in my mind and popped into my head how when Melissa was just, she would have been turning 2, and we went to the hospital, Sister Zotzman had just had Michael. He was born in March of 86, and Melissa was born in July of 84. We go to the hospital and we're going to pick up my wife and Michael, and never forget this. Melissa walks into the room with me, and we go up, and she goes over, and she looks at that little bassinet sitting next to my wife in the hospital. and she's kind of being kind of cutesy with him and stuff. And Sister Z, she picks up her stuff and she gets her little suitcase that she had, and you know, she's about to be there. And Melissa walks up one more time to the little bassinet. She goes, "Bye, baby. Bye." Said, "No, honey. He's coming home with us." And so it's not just, well, you know what? We had him. Hope you make it. And please come back sometime when you, if you don't. But all the pathways of our life. A father needs to be a shoulder to cry on. A father is the one who offers his wisdom. It is our earthly fathers who many a time are they who work tirelessly to help provide for their own. Again, in this 21st century, and probably for the last 10, 20 years, it is now a double working family. But if there is only one parent in that home, they work and they struggle to provide. A father should be one to lead, as it is they who follow and who know the right path of their lives as well as their children's, ensuring that it is they who are, or maybe should be, the ones who are on the right path. A lot of times, especially outside of God's covering, out of the homes where there is not a Christian parent, that's not always the case. We learn that drinking, smoking, cussing, swearing, immoral lifestyles. But if you're really going to be a father, years ago I would have been probably in my early 30s, way back then. But my daughter bought me a little plaque, and on that plaque it showed a father and a daughter, and it says, "Anybody can be a dad, but it takes a special man to be a father." Sending me on that right path, keeping me on going in the right direction, away from all the pitfalls that we get into in life. And somebody recently shared with me that's one of the memories that they have with their dad, is the fact that he kept them on the right path, going in the right direction. Maybe, are you perfect? Probably not. But you know what? You're doing your best to lead your children along that right path. A father many times is the one to discipline and to deal out the punishment for the wrongs committed by his children. I remember a lot of times, and I'm going to share a little bit, say the same thing in a minute, but I did have a mom who dealt out discipline, and this hurts me more than you. I'm thinking, really? Then give me the belt. Sorry, brother Mike, that was back in the day when we had belts. Yeah. So yeah, they deal out the discipline, and they give it to you when you need it. It is a father's job, especially in the church, to live and to be an example of one that his wife and one that his children would choose to follow. Represent Christ. Be Christ-like in my home. So the mother, the wife, would respect the husband, and then the children would respect their father in respect with their mother. On a day such as Father's Day, it is a man's children who should take the time to stop in order to honor the man who helped to bring them into this world. It takes two to tango. We got to say, "Thanks, Dad. Thanks for helping out. And thanks for being there." Today is a day to say, "Thank you, Dad, for being a leader, for always being there when I needed you. Thank you, Dad, for loving me enough to discipline me, even when there have been times when you and your heart probably did hurt even a whole lot more than me." And that's kind of, I guess, really the right direction to say. It wasn't the fact that they hurt, but it was their heart. Nobody wants to really be mean to their children when you discipline them. You have to. You know, I remember a lady very, very well. She's probably here today, but I won't name her name. She talked about tough love. Tough love. Remember that? Tough love. Sometimes love is tough, and sometimes dads have got to be tough. Draw that straight line. Doesn't mean they got to be mean, but that's what happens. It hurts in my heart more than it hurts you back in that day. Today, Dad, we stop in order to say, I thank God that it was you who guided our family steps towards God, and that it is you who has done your best to be an example for us and for me in our home. It's one thing to come into a public auditorium or a public venue and to have a show, but you know, everything happens at home. When we're at home, that's where the real example lives. When we're at home, that's where the children rise up and say, you know what, my parents are a godly people. My parents are a godly example. We say thanks, Dad, for loving our mother and for showing her the respect and honor that she herself deserves. Thanks for being the one to make the tough decisions in her family's life. And thanks, Dad, for always being the one to help me along the way, to help to carry us through. As earthly fathers, I want you to know that the best thing in life that you can transfer to they of your household is a heritage of our Heavenly Father above. I don't know where my life would have gone, but I know many of people, and I'm thankful that when my children grew up, got married, and a few months later came into the church, and 2 years later, my daughter came along. She never saw me drunk. She never saw me with a cigarette. My kids didn't have to forage for food. They didn't hear a curse word. They didn't hear the name of Jesus taken in vain. And what a heritage, a reflection of my Heavenly Father. It's going to be one day that, and maybe soon, when it will be our Heavenly Father who looks down upon all of us, and in His love for His creation, He calls us home. Thanks for being that pattern and that example that took us down that pathway one day when God calls us home. See, a father, I believe, needs to love God and to show the love of God to his family. As the fathers who are an example and the one that shows the way by being faithful unto the God that created us all. You know what? You better be faithful. You better do this. I lived in the home. You better not smoke. I don't ever want to catch you drinking. You better not swear. I didn't live by an example as a boy growing up. God is faithful. If I'm going to be faithful, I want my children to be faithful, my family to be faithful, then I had better be faithful. I want you to know today that being a dad is not always an easy job. For dads, just like moms, can be the ones to make mistakes. And everybody said amen. But it takes a dad with a character and who with a sense of what is right and or wrong, a dad with a heart that is right, and one that can take the time to say when it's necessary, big time, I'm sorry. And if you're a mom dad, it takes a big person to say, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. I didn't do right. I shouldn't have behaved in that manner. That wasn't correct. And let me tell you this. You're weak. No, your kids will respect you 50 times more because you're strong. You said you're sorry. Those today who have the privilege of having an earthly dad, what it is that I say to you is, do as the Bible calls for you to do, and that is to honor your father and your mother so that your days may be long upon the earth. Never thought about that scripture very much. I've read it quite a few times. Well, what does it mean? If you live in a contentious life, in a troubling life, in a disturbing life, and a strifeful life, who knows where your life is going to take you, what path and road that you would go on, not respecting your mom, not respecting your dad? Is it that where that disfavors God and dishonors God as well because he expects you to respect them? And what path does your life take? And at the same time, it is you who grew up without an earthly father. Then more than anything else, it's you who owes to that parent, your mom, the love and the respect for the fact that it was for you that she in your life stuck it through. Even though your mom could never be or never become to you as a dad, it's she who is the one who no doubt seeks to lead and to guide your life, as is you who matures and who grows to the place where you also one day will become moms and dads to children, and that's you comes time. As the time comes in your life, that you take that turn. I was talking to my mom the other day, and we were talking about, she said, I was always there for you kids and so on. And I'll never forget, I can even tell you, I was only seven. It's 1967. And she had this, met this fella, his name, I'll never forget him, long as I live, because when I was 7, she also told me what he said. His name was Rick Sedan, and Rick Sedan was rich. Rick Sedan had a fast and furious looking sports car. Rick Sedan had money. He'd open up his wallet with a fat little wad. And Rick Sedan said to my mom with 3 kids in 1967, I had a brother who was 3 years older than me. He was 10, I was 7, and my sister was 8. Get rid of the little brats. We'll travel the world, and I'll make you a happy woman, and we'll do whatever you want. I don't need any tag-alongs. And I thought, you've got to be kidding me. And my mom told us that when Rick stopped coming by. And I said, and she sat down one time and she said, you haven't seen Rick for a while, right? I said, no, I haven't seen him. We haven't seen him for a while. She said, I told him to go on his way. I said, what do you mean? Well, he told me that the only way the relationship was going to continue is without you kids. And I told him that you kids are my life. And that where you go, I go. It was a many, many years, and this isn't really a pat on the back, but this is just different people, different strokes for different folks. But it was years. We never went anywhere without our kids. We went out for dinner. The kids go out for dinner. Maybe you might have one special night out as a couple, but more often than not, the kids tagged along. Where we went, they went. What we ate, they could eat. And when I thought about that, Rick Sedan, and it went on for years. It stuck like glue to my brain. Look at him, 16, it's still in there. His name, get rid of the brats, the tag-alongs, and we'll have a good life. Honor to that parent that stuck it through, that stayed with you. When you grow up, you can look back and say, you know what, my mom was there for me. My dad was there for me. My parents were there for me, and I'm going to be there for my children. Thanks for being an example. Thank you for caring enough to make a home. Thank you for bringing us into the church so that in due time we can learn to live for and to fall in love with our Heavenly Father above. When we turn a page and we begin to reflect upon our Heavenly Father, it is we who in no time at all discover the fact that our Heavenly Father is a Father who is and who will always be there. I appreciate that about God. I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. In enduring our earthly existence, it is our Heavenly Father who seeks to lead us beside the still waters and in the paths of righteousness. It is our great God Almighty who is an example who gave his life as a ransom for ours. It was God who clothed himself in flesh and who came into this world in order to reopen that door of redemption to we as his creation. Many are the attributes of our Heavenly Father, ones that we in our lives should seek to pattern ourselves after. The Bible says that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is all-powerful, and in the scriptures that do declare how that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth into it and is safe. Proverbs 18 and 10. What this means is for we as God's children is that God will always be there. And God is strong enough to provide for us in our everyday life. He gives us protection. Protection from the things that bring us hurt. What a pattern and what a Heavenly Father. Thankful that he's there. Thankful that he's faithful. Thankful that God provides for us. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. When the whole world would forsake you, you can stop in a time of prayer and say, my Heavenly Father is as close as the mention of his name. See, it is God, our Heavenly Father, who daily loadeth us with benefits. God's the one who gives us the ability to not only provide for our families, but it is God who also, in his love for us, who helps us to find provisions for ourselves. God's not selfish. He gives, and he gave, and he continues to give. It is the wisdom of God that shows us the way that one day will lead us to those heavenly gates. It is the wisdom of God that enables us to thwart the deceiving ways of our adversary, the devil. I'm thankful for the Holy Ghost today because I don't know if any of you have experienced this. No doubt you have. you might want to go do something wrong or something just might be questionable, and it's just like a voice is saying, don't, no, like a little red light flashing saying, stop, don't go there, don't. And it cautions you before you get yourself into trouble. Most importantly, God is our Heavenly Father, and as I've already said, He's faithful. He, God, is faithful in all things, and in turn, it is we as God's children who in our earthly lives need to seek to embrace more than anything else a heart and a life that is faithful. Blessed are you if you're called, you're chosen, and you're faithful. It is God who sheds forth His love upon us, and it is He as our Heavenly Father who shows us that we too should love our neighbor and our fellow man. It is God who shows us and through His Word teaches us how to love our families and to love our brothers and sisters in Christ. Not just today, but I say to you this day that it is you who in your life, that is you who seeks to walk this walk with God, that you throughout your life seek to be a reflection of your Heavenly Father. As it is this world and is that is seeking for those who truly want, that truly, pardon me, reflect not just our earthly Father's family, but that Father that gives life and breath, and who, as I've already said, one day will be the one to welcome us home. I want to be a reflection to my Heavenly Father. I said this comment before. You look like your Father. You act like your Father. You represent your Father really well. You represent your family. I remember, and some of you probably shared the same experience. Maybe not. That's okay. Each to their own. But I remember going into restaurants and sitting there, and people would come up right in the middle of our dinner. We're sitting there having dinner, and they would walk over and say, you are good parents. Excuse me? Well, look what you just did. Your kids sit there, and they're respectful, and they're quiet. They're just eating their food. Wow, look at you. That's beautiful and that's respectful. You are that reflection. I want you to know that if it was not for the mercy and the grace of God, our Heavenly Father, none of us would be who are here today would be here. But by the example of such mercy and grace, I believe it's we who need to shine as lights in this darkening world. And finally, on this Father's Day, whether or not it's you who in your life has an earthly father, remember this, it's your Heavenly Father who seeks for and who looks for those who pattern their lives under the banner of holiness and under the banner of righteousness. God looks for those who are willing to be separate and those who will present themselves to this world as examples to, again, that of their Heavenly Father. Please remember today to take time to honor your Father, whether he be on this earth or whether or not it's your Heavenly Father who deserves your honor and praise. I thank God for our earthly fathers. Without them, we would not be here today. And I thank God that for he being my Heavenly Father, for it is without him that I in my life, and no doubt you in your life, would not be walking in the direction in life that will take you to your heavenly home, but instead it would be you who by now be well on your way towards that place that was prepared for the devil and his angels. As we stand together today, I say to you that our dads, thanks for being here. Thank you for taking the time to come and to be part of this church. And finally, why don't you and we as an assembly maybe just stop for a moment to give our praise and our thanks unto the greatest Father of all, Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. God, we thank you today. Lord, we praise you. Thank you for being there. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for Calvary. Thank you for dying for us. Thank you for providing us, God, a pathway and an example. Thank you for being the one that we respect and that we love. God, that we honor you.